right, welcome back to it on Friday the 13th. Yeah, you'll have that time. I mean, it is Friday the 13th. Erin Perini is joining us now. She is with the Trump 2020 campaign, the communications director. Erin, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. All right. So, do you have a record player?
We have one at my mom's house.
Who's president? Who's the vice president? Anyhow, I'm just trying to sort out a few of the things I learned in the debate last night. What did you take away from the debate?
Well, I kind of agree with you that Mr. Biden looked a little confused up there on stage throughout the evening.
Yeah.
But I think most of them did. And the bottom line, no matter which one of those Democrats was talking and wins that nomination, President Trump won last night. They're talking about radical policies that include things like kicking 180 million Americans off of their private health insurance. Elizabeth Warren stood up there and said, well, I've never met anybody that likes their health insurance. Well, actually, 85% of Americans who have private insurance like their private insurance.
Right.
You know, Joe Biden went and said almost the exact thing that got President Obama in plenty of trouble. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Well, we all know that wasn't true. In fact, it was the lie of the year. So these Democrats are standing on stage, and it was unbelievable to watch that, again, for 3 hours, a national network would give these people airtime to just try and let President Trump to win a reelection. I mean, we're very thankful for every time they get up on these debate stages.
Well, clearly, you know, and you look at what went on last night. First of all, Elizabeth Warren did not have the breakout performance that a lot of people believe she needed to have and thought she was going to have. So that disappointed. You've got Joe Biden a bit confused. You've got Bernie Sanders being, you know, the old curmudgeon, grumpy Bernie. You know, I wrote the damn bill. If there was anybody that actually had a decent night from everything that I've seen and watching, Amy Klobuchar actually did okay, but she's pulling at like 1%. So the chance of her pulling through any of this is somewhere near zero, I believe. So is there anybody on that stage now that gives you pause as a campaign saying, you know, we'd prefer not to go up against that person, because I'd be curious if you have any insight on that.
Well, we're not afraid of any of them. But the flip side of that coin is we're going to run like we're behind all of them. We're going to run like any of them can beat us, because every vote matters. We want to make sure that we win Michigan, that we win Wisconsin, that we win Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, that we're winning these key states and keeping them in President Trump's camp. These are all very beatable individuals. It doesn't matter which one of them walks out of it. They're talking about solutions that will destroy the American economy, try to completely decimate it so that they can replace it with a socialist country. That's not America. President Trump, in no uncertain terms, has said,
yeah,
we will never be a socialist country. We're going to run like we're behind. We're going to run like the insurgent campaign we were in 16. It's just the difference this time is we've got the proof that President Trump's promises were made. We've got
Here's something else, though, that has not been said much on the mainstream media, and I think it's important, Erin, for us to discuss, and that is in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The president went there on Monday, and Cumberland County was a county that went to the Democrats in 2018. But on Tuesday, in a special election, Cumberland County went red and sent Dan Bishop to the United States Congress. I think that if I'm a Democrat, that's a warning flag to me. All they wanted to talk about was he didn't win the district by as big a margin as he did in 16. That's right. You don't get as big a turnout in a special election. But what he did by showing up and giving a rally in Fayetteville, the president flipped a blue county red. That is key.
It's huge. And Democrats are sitting there talking about they won the moral victory. Nancy Pelosi stood up at her press conference the day after and said, well, McCready won the campaign, but, you know, the Republicans win the election. Hey, if Democrats want to win the moral victory and win the campaign, that's great, because then we'll definitely flip the House red. We're definitely going to be able to keep North Carolina in our camp, and President Trump's going to be a shoo-in to win again the reelection. That's right. We have the data that shows President Trump showed up a day before the election and made sure he could help push a strong Republican candidate across the finish line and send another Republican to the House of Representatives. That's key. That's important. And yet Democrats should be scared. They can celebrate all the moral victories they think that they've won. We'll take the real victory.
Yeah, I live in one of those districts, Erin. Erin Perini here from the 2020 campaign for Donald Trump. I live in a district that Donald Trump carried in 2016. was won by a very narrow margin by one of these handpicked Democrats in 2018. Alyssa Slotkin is my member of Congress. But what is she going to go back and tell the constituents that they accomplished since taking office? What have the Democrats done? I mean, and the answer is they've chased Donald Trump around. They've let Jerry Nadler lead him around by the nose. But really, what have they accomplished for anyone in this district or anyone in this country, for that matter? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, they haven't accomplished anything in the majority in the House of Representatives. And the more that they chase this impeachment narrative, the more that they try to go after this president in this way, members like Slotkin are going to have a really hard time going home to these districts that barely flipped and being able to hold her constituents and say, hey, listen, you should vote for me again. I promise I'm not like the rest of them. But she is. They all are. And this is not good for Democrats. But, hey, it's great for us. They want to keep going to the extreme fringes of their party. They want to keep running to their base. They want to keep running beyond their base into the arms of people like AOC. And they think that's going to help them hold the House. They think that's going to help them win the presidency or the Senate. It's not, because they've got no record to run on.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi has not stood up and been able to pass absolutely anything of any consequence to make it better for everyday Americans. There are still challenges ahead. And the person that can stand there and make sure those challenges are met head on is President Trump. He's never met a challenge he's afraid of. That's for sure. We all know that.
Yeah, we know that. He doesn't back down.
Nancy Pelosi's sitting on USMCA right now, a job creator, a policy creator, an economic engine starter. And she is sitting on it because she refuses to let President Trump.
And trust me, here in Michigan, we need the USMCA. We talk about it here on an almost daily basis. Aaron Prini, I got to leave it right there. Greatly appreciate the input today from the Trump 2020 campaign, the communications director. Next stop, Albuquerque, New Mexico on Monday for the Trump campaign. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.